also for basketball.
What a difference a year makes. KO, it's good to see you jump over here to the dark side.
Wow. Fabulous.
Coach Blair's introduction to me in the press corps. We'll get to that, plus some really great high school volleyball action, information about the Sugar Bowl, and more in about 7:50 or so.
Okay, I presume he's saying dark side, he means sports reporting as opposed to coming to work for broadcast.
I can play all of it. It's 11 seconds.
Okay, all right, let me hear it.
What a difference a year makes. KO, it's good to see you jump over here to the dark side of media.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I know you'd rather be playing tunes, but it's good to have you here.
Playing tunes.
Playing tunes.
Fabulous. Awesome.
Well, good. Anyway, I hope.
I was just sitting there going, oh, no, don't do this. Don't do this.
He's always fun to deal with. I hope they have a good season.
I love Gary is like one of the nice. He did the neatest thing for my daughter ever. So he's always going to be one of my favorites.
Good. Excellent. One in five U.S. Americans. Now, let's see. You both tweet? You both of y'all tweet?
I am not a tweeter.
I do have a Twitter account.
Yeah.
Do you Mr. tweet? Bill Oliver told me to get one.
Oh,
so I did.
Oh, you were instructed to get
yes,
one.
Yes, I have made a lot of sacrifices for this job.
And that would be the greatest of all. Hello.
Good morning, comrade citizen.
Yeah, thank you. Well, hey, you know.
Duh.
What can I say? You know, you had an opportunity to vote. Hope you did.
You know, all I have to say about it last night is I would have died if it hadn't been for the Libertarian snack table. They might not get any votes, but they make some dang good cookies.
Well, there you go. They were just...
It all boils down to food.
That's it. Well, no, and this was Kat's first...
I would have lost the will to live.
Yeah, first time to... Well, and she... She understood. I mean, she got a chance to witness. When the election returns start coming out, the results are, it's fits and starts. I mean, you sit around, you talk about hurry up and wait and hurry up and wait. And, you know, she was over there. But I will have to say this. Kat was sitting in with excellent posture.
Well, thank you.
Sitting straight up. Ben snapped a couple of pictures. As it, yeah, you know,
you try to put on that suit and see if you can slouch.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Kat preparing to pounce, and she did. You know, she went and got the returns and got those into the station, and that was her part of the day. Hello,
Scott. If this is a trend, don't play. It's going to be a good night.
I know. You're right.
That's all your fault, Delucia.
2 years in a row, and we may not do that. We'll have to do something else. But I do. I want to take just a second. We did some different things last night. Obviously, different members of the team and Bill Oliver anchoring in the studio for the first time and did a spectacular job. Well, the first time for election returns here. I'm sure he's done that before. But Kat, with her first election night tallying of votes and such, and again, she's the one who sent the information to the radio station, so you actually got it. Really about within a minute, we had the information here at the radio station so that we could update the website, and then we went ahead and gave them to you really on the radio after we put them up on the website. But also we added a third location. We were at the Atria last night because the Atria Hotel, because there were candidates there. There were four candidates there. So we had a chance to actually kind of interview them as if they were in the studio and with excellent audio quality. And I thank Mary Mike Hatcher for doing the work of putting all that stuff in place. And then, obviously, Chris Dusterhoff, who's our chief engineer, and Andrew Hicks, who set it all up for us. And, you know, we enjoy doing this, and there's a lot of hard work and for them, not for us. We just get to sit and talk on the radio. But, you know, I finished up about 9:45, which was great. That just meant that, for instance, Dusty and Andrew could then go ahead and finish their job. So I got home early. I'm going, hey, you know, it's 10 o'clock and I'm home, but they were still working. And I don't know what time Bill finished up last night, but I heard him interviewing Tommy Vasquez afterwards. He re-interviewed John Rainey. He interviewed Kyle Cassell. So we had everybody on. But I really want to thank you all for what you did because, again, it's we like to do it. It's enjoyable. We think it is our job to do it, most importantly. But we had the right people in the right place, so thank
I'm just glad we all made it back this morning.
Oh yeah, sure. You know that's exactly right. But it says here 1 in 5 American voters announced who they voted for on either Facebook or Twitter, according to a study that was published. 22% of American voters, 25% of Obama supporters, 20% of Romney supporters have made their votes public on at least one of those two social media sites.
I don't know.
Is that...
I stay away from politics on the Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's other things. If you're going to do that, you know, if that's going to be part of your world, then use it, but... Boy, I kind of agree with you on that.
I dig for
goofy things in politics, like what the lady that wasn't allowed to vote because she had an MIT shirt on.
That was great. That was wonderful. Was that in Florida that happened?
Yeah, in Florida.
See, I just was afraid of, you know, being so sleepy, slipping in the shower, conking my head, and getting killed. And then the next day on the news, it's local news person kills herself over election results.
It would not be the case at all, really. Yeah. Yeah, but again, it's more proof that, you know, we ain't putting shingles up today.
What was the other? There was another story where a guy voted, died, yeah, woke up, and said, "Did I vote?"
Are you serious?
Yeah, exactly right. He died. They were able to bring him back to life, and that was the first question he had.
That's really funny and sort of morbid.
Yeah, it is in some strange way. It's 7:20. We'll be talking to Bill. Bill Flores will be here in just a little while. Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guarantee best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center.
And during our grand opening, not only will you save on the largest selection of flooring, lighting, ceiling fans, and accessories, you'll save on kitchen and bathroom countertops. Coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place and save store-wide during the grand opening of Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center
at the corner of Welvin Road and Rock Prairie.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:21, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hopefully, Pinellas County, Florida residents weren't paying too much attention to the robocalls that they received Tuesday morning telling them that they had until 7 o'clock today, that's Wednesday, to vote. Polls actually closed Tuesday night, of course. And anybody who tries to vote today probably will be told that, you know, you can't do that. More than 12,000 calls that were supposed to go out earlier, obviously, 24 hours earlier.
The ones that say to vote, can vote till tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly, in Pinellas County, Florida. So, of course, that's not any worse than Sean Hannity we had today, who was telling people to go out and vote. But again, that's the program they sent us this morning, so there's not much we can do about that. Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Last night I lost 25% of my people on Facebook as friends.
Yeah, I understand. See, and that's the other thing. When you start talking about that kind of stuff on Facebook, I mean, if that's how you want to define yourself, I mean, you think about it, there's any number of ways that you can define yourself, and if you want to do it based on who you vote for, then I guess that's okay.
What is it they say about proper, you know, conversations at parties?
Yeah, no politics, no religion, right?
Yes, sir.
Texas man said police refused to respond to his report of a burglar alarm going off at his business because he had not paid his $50 annual fee. Leroy Reber says that he received a text message around 4 in the morning from the burglar alarm at his Fort Worth business, got on his computer, viewed a live video feed of a burglar actually attempting to break into the store before reportedly backing his van into the corner of the building. However, Leroy said that the 911 dispatcher refused to send police to the scene because he has not paid his $50 annual alarm permit fee. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Police officials said the no permit, no response policy was a result of officers responding to more than 65,000 false calls per year prior to the policy being put in place in 2003. again, I guess that's in Fort Worth, 65,000 false alarm calls. Well, and again, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's the lady calling 911 to say bring me donuts, or if it's actually some merchant that actually had something going on at their store. But I guess he'll learn, huh, that he needs to pay his alarm fee bill. Hello.
No kidding.
It's one thing not to respond to a false alarm, but it's another when someone says, I'm looking at someone breaking in, and they still refuse to show up.
Yeah, I would agree, because after all, I think that's probably what they're supposed to do. It says on the car, protect and serve, right? Or serve and protect, depending on the city. Most recent national elections prior to the 2012 presidential, what country had the highest voter turnout percentage-wise? 695-1620, 695-1620. In the most recent national election prior to the 2012 U.S. presidential, that's right, it's trivia, and there are prizes involved.
Durkistan.
695-1620, which nation? Quick, I know you're Googling it. To give you an idea, the United States comes in at 41%, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, about 9th, 10th, about 10th. So which country, 695-1620, highest percentage in national elections? What's the answer?
Russia.
Nope, thanks. 695-1620. Hey, what's the answer?
Iraq.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. Hello, what's the answer?
Australia.
Nope, thanks.
I'm telling you, it's Durkistan.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's none of those actually in the top five. Let's see, number three is Malaysia and the Netherlands, and it's 75%. 695-1620. Japan is in the list, UK, Mexico, Canada, all of them over 60%. France is at 59%.
No kidding.
Yep, 695-1620, if you know what that is. And the top five U.S. states for voter turnout, percentage-wise, are Maine, Colorado, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Hi, what's the answer?
Cuba.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. Hi, what's the answer?
Greece.
Nope, thank you. No, the votes actually count. I mean, unlike, Cuba, where it really doesn't matter. Hey, what's the answer? Okay. Hi there, what's the answer?
Egypt.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. Percentage-wise, national elections, this country is number one in the world. What's the answer?
Spain.
Nope, not Spain. Thank you. Hi there, what's the answer?
Is it Brazil?
No, it's not. Brazil is number two at 81%. 81%. Wow. Hi, what's the answer?
Syria.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. 695-1620. What's the answer?
Durkistan.
Yeah. Right. He was listening. Hi, what's the answer? Okay, you hung up. Hi there, what's the answer?
Denmark.
Nope, thank you. Not Denmark. 695-1620. Percentage-wise, in the most recent national election prior to the U.S. presidential race, this country had the largest percentage. What's the answer?
Chile.
No, thank you. You know, one of the answers was Australia a minute ago. It's kind of interesting. If you don't vote in Australia, you have to pay a fine of $20 to $50.
That's no kidding.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hi, what's the answer?
Switzerland?
No, thank you. Maybe we need to look into that. Pay a fine if you don't vote.
What's
the answer?
New Zealand.
No, it's not. Thank you. Wow. There are a lot of countries in the world. You ever notice that? Hi, what's
Belgium.
The answer? No, not Belgium. Thank you. Hi there. What's the answer?
Thailand.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620.
What language do they speak? Can
yeah,
we narrow
they do.
It down?
If I did, that would tell you.
Okay.
Hi, what's the answer?
Afghanistan.
Nope, thank you. Yeah, that gives you the answer if I tell you what language they speak. Hi, what's the answer?
Singapore.
No, thank you. Hi, what's the answer?
Malta.
No, thank you. Hi, what's the answer?
England.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620, percentage-wise, highest national voter turnout. What's the answer?
Italy.
Nope, thank you. They got too many governments. It's hard to keep up. What's the answer?
South Korea.
No, thank you. Hi there. What's the answer? Hello?
Yeah, what's Argentina.
No, it's not Argentina. Thank you. Hi there. What's the answer?
Venezuela.
Nope, thanks. Hi. What's the answer?
Vietnam.
Nope, thank you. Wow. Lots of people guessing. We just don't have the right one yet. What's the answer?
Germany.
No, thanks. Hi there, what's the answer?
Portugal.
No, thank you. Good morning, what's the answer?
What
Israel.
Nope, thanks.
Is it a big country or a small country?
Oh, yeah. It's a, I guess I got to look up their population to be able to tell you that. But hi there. What's the answer?
Sweden.
That's it.
Yay!
Hey! Did you know it, or were you just you had the atlas on your lap and you were just crossing off countries?
Actually, I'm driving and I had to park my car. I just kind of, I don't know, came to mind.
You do? Okay. All right. Who's this?
Sam Barina.
Spell your last name for me, Sam.
B as in boy, A-R-I-N-A.
What do you do, Sam?
Physician, local doctor.
Good for you. Sam, I got four tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival, and they're good on Sundays. And I've also got a certificate from NINFA's, good for $15 off. So we're located in the Crystal Park Plaza on the fifth floor. If you'll stop by, we've got that for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, congratulations. Thanks, Sam. Hi. Yep. 84% is the voter turnout.
No kidding.
84%, and again, the answer is Sweden.